Parts of Gaza are currently caught in the grip of a full-blown famine, and the unrelenting situation could escalate even further amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict. A prominent United Nations official sounded the alarm.
World Food Programme Executive Director Cindy McCain, during an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, highlighted the dire circumstances in northern Gaza. Whenever conflicts like this erupt, with emotions running high and the inevitable carnage of war, famine inevitably takes hold, McCain stated. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
A U.S. Army sergeant stationed in Korea finds himself detained in Russia, accused of stealing from a woman, according to two Pentagon officials.
Staff Sergeant Gordon D. Black was apprehended on May 2nd in Vladivostok. The circumstances surrounding his presence there remain unclear, but he was in the process of transitioning from his duty station in Korea to Fort Cavazos, Fort Hood, in the U.S. His visit to Russia was not part of any official travel, Liam White reporting.
Russia has announced its intention to conduct tactical nuclear drills in response to what it claims were provocative statements and threats from Western officials regarding the Ukrainian war.
The Russian Defense Ministry stated that the nuclear exercises would be conducted to maintain the readiness of personnel and equipment and to ensure the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Russia. The drills would practice the use of non-strategic nuclear weapons. Benjamin Wright reporting.
The head of the United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, traveled to Iran, where his agency faces increasing challenges in monitoring the Islamic Republic's rapidly progressing nuclear program.
Grossi has already warned that Tehran has enough uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels to produce several nuclear bombs if it chooses to do so. He has acknowledged the agency's inability to guarantee that none of Iran's centrifuges have been diverted for clandestine enrichment activities. Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A 10-month-old girl who was abducted in Clovis, New Mexico, has been found on Monday, according to the FBI Albuquerque Division. A suspect is also in custody, officials confirmed.
The baby, Alea Maria Torres, was taken to a local hospital as a precautionary measure, the Clovis Police Department stated in a press release. An Amber Alert for the infant was issued on Friday. Her mother, along with two other women, were found dead at Nedhoc Memorial Park, police said. Lawrence Keller reporting.
While sitting along the side of an interstate highway outside of Oklahoma City, authorities say that Joseph Beck voluntarily confessed to killing 19-year-old Jennifer Kylie Molloy in 2016.
Beck offered the confession to a state trooper who had performed a welfare check on Thursday after a passerby reported seeing a man by himself near an exit off I-40, according to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. The trooper then took Beck to the Edmond Police Department, which had initially investigated Molloy's killing. Kyle Norris reporting.
A dentist accused of killing his wife by putting poison in her protein shakes allegedly asked a fellow jail inmate to plant letters to make it appear as if his wife was suicidal, police claim.
James Craig purportedly asked the inmate to place the letters in Craig's garage and truck at his home. Aurora Police Detective Bobby Olson testified at a court hearing regarding the new allegation against Craig, KMGH-TV reported. The inmate believed the letters were written by Craig. Kevin Sanders reporting.
The timeline for replenishing Social Security has been extended. The federal retirement program announced on Monday that it may not need to cut benefits until 2035.
The new projection from the Social Security Board of Trustees annual report amounts to good news for the program's 70 million beneficiaries, said Martin O'Malley, Commissioner of Social Security, in a statement. Even so, he urged Congress to take steps to shore up the program. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.